The faith of any messenger of God, notwithstanding, it takes your faith to receive answers. Jesus prayed over them in Nazareth. It didn't happen. And he marveled at their own unbelief. You can force a horse to the waters. You can force the horse. That's why some fellows come with some deadly disease and they are healed. Some came with some pains and the pains just multiplied under the same anointing. So your faith is a must to develop. We need to develop it to command answers and to receive answers as anointed people pray over us. Again, lay hands on quite many people, but how many people tap into it? Not everybody. Not everybody. But today, please understand, sit up, develop your faith. Just like your heart is your responsibility to keep pumping, my God, so is your faith. When your heart stops pumping, your life ceases. When your faith stops pumping, life in the kingdom becomes meaningless. Trome gato pacanto, resiano saplacona, metorish evalatus. I pray that this month will be a month of new chapters to your faith. What is faith worth? Look at your church. It's a raw definition of the worth of faith. Raw. Raw. Everything happening as at heaven's instance. At heaven's instance. Because of the visible hand of God at work, which is provoked by faith. Faith, faith, faith is what provokes the hand of God that makes the unusual things happen. Now, therefore, in your life, beginning with this matter, as you wake up to take responsibility to building your faith, take it, don't assume it, sir. Assumption is a matter of frustration. Don't assume a growing faith. Invest in growing your faith. Invest in growing your faith. Invest in growing your faith. What some people cry about, others smile over. I mean, the same word, oh. The same word of God, the same kingdom that they are. The same kingdom. When your church came under attack, I was smiling. Some were very angry and very upset. I didn't feel anything. No. 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 I know 100-fold of persecution is a result of 100-fold of blessings.
Yes, sir.
1,000-fold of persecution is a proof of 1,000-fold of blessings. Now, 1,000,000-fold of blessings is what attracts 1,000,000-fold of persecution. So when they talk about us, it's okay. They talk against us, it's okay. They are in the middle, it's okay. It's not part of what you're dealing with. It's not part of what you're dealing with.
Yes, sir.
But I never pray to please you.
Yes, sir.
No. I never pray to please any king on this earth, no. I'm not a messenger of any king.
Yes.
Messenger of the living God.
Yes,
amen.
Hallelujah.
Please develop your faith. It's an asset of inestimable value. Develop your faith to be a covering for your life, for your family, for all that pertains to you. Develop your faith. I can develop it for you. I can do exercise for you. Exercise yourself unto development. You'll be glad you did. As the Lord liveth, your journey from henceforth shall be smooth. Ups and downs are over in your life. Ups and downs are over in your ministry. Ups and downs are over in your business. Ups and downs are over in your health. They are over in your family. They are over in the life of your children. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Now listen, this week is declared your week of testimony. Must answer this week. Except I'm not sent, and except you choose not to believe. That one thing is turned to a testimony this week.